The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And we're grateful to God for a great time that we had with Him on Sunday. If you were here on Sunday and you were blessed, let me hear your loud hallelujah. I was blessed on Sunday, and we also received several messages from people about how God blessed them. And I know tonight, God will yet bless you again in Jesus' name. We are on our running series for the month on kingdom stewardship. And on Wednesday services, our running series is on the wonders of kingdom stewardship. The wonders of kingdom stewardship. And last week, Monday, the series was kicked off. And it was a great time. We were thoroughly blessed. And last week, Monday, we looked at the first wonder of kingdom stewardship, which is exploits. Every man or woman who is a steward or a servant of God is a candidate of exploits, according to Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b. Those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So your serving God is a call to exploits. Your service to God is a call into a new level called the level of exploits. And somebody is here tonight, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Number two, we also said the second wonder of stewardship is honor. When you serve God, He honors you. John chapter 12 verse 26. If you are able to serve Him and serve Him faithfully, you begin to swim in honor. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Him will my Father honor. So another wonder of kingdom stewardship is honor. And of course, number three is manifestation of blessings. You begin to enjoy the blessings of service. The laborer shall be the first partaker of the fruits. When you begin to serve God, there are some blessings that are for you. Exodus 23 verse 25 explains that to us. That when we serve the Lord, He will bless our bread and our water. Somebody's here tonight. God will bless your bread and your water in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. And number four is distinction. God begins to distinguish you in your place of work. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. You are distinguished. You are separated among the other multitude because of the fact that you are a person of service. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There will be a separation. There will be a distinction between those who are serving God and those who are not serving God. God always distinguishes those who serve Him. In fact, I believe personally that when you say somebody is distinguished, it's actually people that are serving God that we are talking about. Because serving God brings you into a new realm called the realm of distinction. You are set apart. And somebody's here tonight, that will be your testimony. In your family, nobody will be able to match you. I say nobody will be able to match you in terms of your result in the name of Jesus. Everyone that serves God will eventually be distinguished in the short run or in the long run. God is the one that determines the time. But you will eventually be distinguished. And tonight, we'll fire on in that series and we'll be going on to look more into other wonders of stewardship. But before we go into that, beloved, I want to say a few things, or what I call facts. Some facts about kingdom reward system. Some facts about kingdom. Just give us about two or three and then we'll go into other wonders of kingdom stewardship. Number one, I want us to realize, fact about kingdom reward system is that we serve a rewarder God. Revelations 22 verse 12. Revelations chapter 22 verse 12. He said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work." Our God is a rewarder God. Someone say rewarder God. I can't hear you. Somebody say rewarder God. He said, don't worry, oh, I am coming. Oh, you might look as if I'm not coming, I'm coming. And my coming will not be far. And when I come with reward. I don't come empty-handed. I don't come just for nothing. I come to give you your reward. I come to give you what belongs to you. We are in a system of reward. In a system whereby what you are doing is not just for nothing. And on the day you realize this fact, it will change your life forever. On the day you realize that what you are doing, on a day, on at a season, the person you are working for will appear and give you something. It might be spiritual, it might be financial, it can be marital, it can be academic, it can be anything. But one day it will appear. My prayer for you is that on that one day, may you not be absent. I say, may you not be absent. On the day that God will come to reward you of all your labor in God's house, may you not be absent. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Number two facts about kingdom reward system is that God does not reward groups, he rewards individuals. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8. Now he that planted and he that watereth are one, and everyone shall receive his own reward according. Someone say according. I can't hear your response. According to his own labor. God does not reward groups. He doesn't reward family. He doesn't reward a set of people, as it were, or a department. No. God is individualistic in reward. He is coming. And when he's coming, he will give each. That's why in a family, you can see a family of maybe five people, and you see just one or two people who are serving God well, and they are blessed. I know a family where there are six of them there. The two that are born again and serving God are the only ones alive. The other four are dead now. And it's not as if maybe I heard about, I know the family as in like I know anything you can think of. There are six of them there in that family. Only the two that are born again are alive today. The remaining four, devil has, he has killed them. He used them for swear. God rewards individuals. That's why you must be individualistic in your service. That's why you must not look at anybody. I've often told you, if you tell me my head is not correct, it doesn't affect me. If you tell me I'm stupid, it doesn't make me not to serve God tomorrow. If you tell me that I'm a mad person, it's, you know, you own your own opinion. Hello. I know I'm not a mad person. I know I'm not a stupid person. So if you say he's a stupid person, he doesn't know what he's doing, that's your own cup of tea. You must be individualistic in your thinking. I know what I'm doing. I know in whom I believe. He will come to reward me one day. In those days, we used to paint church as a pastor. You come to church on Saturday morning, when we see hand sign of hand on the wall, go and buy paint and paint the church. Sunday morning, people will come again, they will use their hand to touch it. People will say, look at this. Why can't you go and look for people to paint the church? Why are you painting yourself? We can see God painting our lives and decorating it gradually today. As you are doing your service, be individualistic in yourself. Know that yourself, he knows your name, and he will appear one day. And when he will appear, he will not come empty-handed. He will not come to your house or come to your life and just say, hello, I just want to greet you. No, he must drop something. He must drop something. And my prayer for someone here tonight, what God will drop for you in this August will be exactly what you need. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I say the exact thing that you are thinking of is exactly what God will give to you. Amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. So, our God is a rewarder God. He does not reward groups. He doesn't reward brother and sister together. He doesn't even reward twins. Say, Taye is doing well, Kende is not doing well, but let me just reward the two of them. He doesn't operate like that. He operates what you can call like a capitalist system. If you are working, he will bless you. If you are not, he will be looking at you. Like Luke who's it. And as I pray for you today, that as you labor in God's house, your individual reward shall come for you in the name of Jesus. I pray to come for you in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, beloved, we'll be firing on from where we stopped last week Sunday. Number 5 on kingdom, wonders of kingdom stewardship. We took 4 last week. Exploits, honor, manifestation of blessings, and distinction. Today, we'll be moving on very quickly to number 5, which is divine health. One of the many blessings of serving God is good health. Proverbs 13 verse 17. Proverbs 13 verse 17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. The devil might try your health sometimes, but God will always ensure it bounces back, and it bounces back in a very better form. God rewards those who are serving him with good health. And when you serve God, health is your entitlement. Somebody say entitlement. It's your entitlement. It is meant for you. That is God's portion for you. In Isaiah 38, from verse 1 to 3, particularly, there's a story there of King Hezekiah, who was sick. The Bible says he was sick unto death. And God sent the prophet, the greatest prophet at that time, to him, and said, you are going to die. Prepare to die. You are about to die. And the Bible says, he turned his face to the wall. And Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and he prayed, telling God, look at my service. Look at my labor. I must not die now. I have been serving in your house. I have been doing your will. How can I die now? You will not die now. I say you will not die now. I say you will not die now. Some people wonder why we move with so much confidence that we cannot suffer what people are suffering. We know we can't die now. It's not possible. It is impossible. Impossible. Why? Because God is a rewarder God. God is not an unjust God. Wherever you will labor, he will not kill you before he will pay your salary or pay you your bonus. No. God will not allow sickness to kill somebody. And that is you in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in Isaiah 38 verse 4 to 5, God sent the prophet back to him and said, you won't die again. Then came the word of the Lord. Go and tell Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add thee 15 more years to your years. You will not die again. I want to add more years to your years. You are not permitted to die again. I want to add more years to your years. That will be somebody's testimony. I said that will be somebody's testimony. God will add 70 more years to somebody's years. God will add 75 years to somebody's years. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Health is your portion when you are serving God. You are strong. Your bones are strong. Your body is strong. Your mind is strong. Doctors don't use you as guinea pig to be testing all sorts of things and be putting you inside all sorts of ventilators and stuff like that. As God liveth, you will celebrate your 70th birthday. You will celebrate your 80th birthday. You will celebrate your 90th birthday. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. There's a mommy that is very close to me. Very, very close to me. If you see her, you will not know that she's I think that next year or so, will be celebrating her 90th birthday. Very agile. Very strong. Very agile. Very strong. Very, very agile. Praying and praying. That's her work. Praying. If she calls you like this, she will first pray for you for 10 minutes first before you will say hello, man. She will first be praying for you first. Very strong. At 90 years, very, very strong. A repeat of that testimony is coming for somebody here today. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Number six, wonder of kingdom stewardship is supernatural prosperity. Every servant of God, male or female, is a candidate of prosperity. In John chapter 4, verse 36, he that reapeth receiveth wages. When you work for God, there's what we call wages. The wages we are talking about can be in form of salary, it can be in form of profit, it can be in form of people blessing you, it can be in form of people giving you things that you don't qualify for. He that reapeth, he receiveth wages. That is, he that is working for me must receive wages. Wages also connote steady income. People are being sacked, but you won't be sacked. Instead of being sacked, you will have multiple areas that incomes are coming on into your hand, into your pocket. People are being sacked, but they are promoting you. I mean, that's supernatural prosperity. Wages also mean abundance. And as long as you keep engaging in God's work, you are qualified for blessing. You are qualified for prosperity. In Job 36 verse 11, Job 36 verse 11, if they obey and serve the Lord, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job 36 11. When you serve me, you are entitled to prosperity, you are entitled to pleasure. Jesus was eating bread and butter when he was here. You can't be eating gravel. You can't be eating sand. You can't be going to your neighbor's window and do eba, and then you are using the smell of their soup to eat when you do like this. No, that's not your portion. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Friends, you will not beg from your enemies. Amen. Hunger no good, oh. Hunger is a terrible thing. In my place, they say hunger cannot enter stomach and something has to enter the stomach. You understand what I'm talking about? A person is hungry. Ah. He can do and undo. You will not know hunger. You will not know hunger. You will not finish eating the food in your store before another one is loaded there. Say a good amen. Say a good amen. So, you are entitled to prosperity. This means there is no more dry season for those that serve God. There's no more dry season. There's no more dry season. That you can't talk, I'm broke. I'm broke. If you are broke, your service has not reached its peak. You shouldn't get broke again. Because it's like some birds are bringing something to blessings to you. It's like as if something is happening around you. Before you want to get to a level where the enemy says you want to crash, there is always supplies. Before the year ends, we'll also be taking a series on supernatural supplies throughout the whole month. And I trust God that God will also release his supplies to us in the name of Jesus. In Psalms 34 verse 10, the Bible says, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord, they will never lack any good thing. Those that are serving the Lord. Can I get another version, if possible? If it's possible to get another version of that Psalms 34 verse 10. If it's possible, fine. Otherwise, we'll remain excited. Young lions lack food and go hungry. Can you see this? Can you beat this? The young lions lack food and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord will not lack any. Food is part of it. Good cloak is part of it. Good husband is part of it. Good wife is part of it. Every good thing you can think of that you need, he will always supply. He's already provided. He's already provided everything you need. He's already provided. Everything is already there for you, just for you to call on it. Tonight, I decree that your hidden blessings come to you in the name of Jesus. Miracles and blessings of supplies that is yours, that is still hidden, it comes to you tonight in the name of Jesus. It comes to you tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree the doors of supernatural supplies are open unto you and your family in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Number 7, on the wonders of kingdom stewardship is divine covering. Someone say divine covering. God always covers those who are serving him. In Job chapter 1 verse 8 to 10, Job 1 verse 8 to 10, the Bible was talking there about Job, when Satan was searching for Job up and down, and he could not touch him. Then Satan said, God, you can see that you have covered him, that's why I cannot hurt him. It was when God removed the covering just small that Satan started dealing with him. Killed all his sons, destroyed his business. So when you are serving God, there's a covering on your life. Say, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and the substance is increased in the land. Can you start from like 8 or 9, thereabout? 8 or 9. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now look at what the devil said. Then Satan said, doth Job fear thee for nothing? Go on. Hast thou not made an hedge? You have placed an hedge of fire around him and about his house. Today, God will place an hedge of fire around your house. That's what happens when you serve God. You become untouchable for the wicked. The devil will just be barking at you for nothing, but he cannot do anything for you, to you. He tries to strike your children, he means God there. He tries to strike you yourself, he means God's there. He tries to strike your business, he means God's everywhere. The wicked tries to strike you, he means God there. Let me hear you say a big amen. Anywhere the wicked tries to strike you, he will meet God there. If he tries it in the day, he will meet God there. If he tries it when you are sleeping, he will meet God there. Say a good amen. Say a good amen. A lot of times when the enemy tries to strike us, we don't even know. We are unprepared. Some of the times when you are sleeping at night. But every time he tries it, he will meet God there to protect you and to serve you. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, the Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I've protected you. I've preserved you because you are serving me. Nothing can hurt you. Coronavirus cannot hurt you. Malaria cannot hurt you. Typhoid cannot hurt you. The person that is covering you is superior to all. Superior to all. You just be hearing that it's happening there. It's happening there. Somebody got. But for you and your household, you'll be free and free for life. I say you'll be free and you'll be free and free for life. Say a louder amen. Divine covering covers those who are always serving God. Do you know that the hair of your head is numbered by God? Even ordinary hair of your body, devil cannot, he might try, but he can't remove it. Because you are protected, you are preserved. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them. Somebody being blessed tonight already, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody being blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, I don't fear to travel anywhere. Day and night. Because I know that there is somebody guiding me. He never sleeps nor slumber. If you have a security man and you want to know if it is the security man that's really guiding you or not, wake up around 2 a.m. and go and see if he's sleeping or not. In fact, some security men are so bad that they sleep before the master. You wake them up to put on generator, they would have slept. Ever have a generator? Please switch off the generator. Oh yeah. They wake up from their sleep. They sleep. If you went to work from morning to night, they were at home sleeping. By the time you got home, you give them food or maybe something. In fact, they are already sleeping. God is the protector of those. Please don't be fearful about anything called untimely death. It's not your portion at all. If they are sharing it at they are sharing it one naira, it can't get to you. As in, they are sharing it one, it's free of charge, it can't get to you. Somebody say a big amen. Why? You are serving God. You are qualified for reward. You are serving God. You are qualified for protection. Parents, when your children are going back to school, don't fear that anything will happen to them in school. They are your seed. And I'll still get there. When we're talking about other things that involves that. They cannot be hurt by any wicked. It is impossible. Not that maybe it is impossible, because they are under the covering of the Almighty God. Number 8. Wonder of kingdom stewardship is divine wisdom. Someone say divine wisdom. Somebody say divine wisdom. In Proverbs 11 verse 30. Proverbs 11 verse 30. The Bible says, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. He that is engaged in stewardship, soul winning, which was what we talked about in the second service on Sunday. He that winneth souls is a wise person. You can't be serving God and then your friends will say you are a dullard. It's impossible. It's impossible. When Jesus was speaking, they were looking at him and they were wondering, what kind of person is this? He was a wonder to everyone. I just remember the scripture now. Good. Thank you, Lord. Luke 21 verse 15. For I will give unto you a mouth and a wisdom, which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Luke 21 15. You see, the kind of wisdom I will give unto you because you serve me, your enemies will not be able to resist that wisdom. They will open their mouth and say, what kind of person is this? This is like an enigma. We can't understand this person. He's so wise. She's so wise. Your husband will say, this woman, you are a wise woman. Not this one that some men will see their wife and they cannot even converse with them because they look so, they sound so dull. No. When you are serving God, your husband wants to get home to ask you questions. What do you think about this? Because you operate at a level higher than your academic qualification. Because you are serving God, he bestows you with supernatural wisdom. You are so wise. What was difficult for others, easily you will solve it. My prayer for somebody here tonight, God will give you supernatural wisdom. What others could not solve easily, you will solve it easily in Jesus' name. I remember the story of God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, who said a story some time ago of when Faith Tabernacle was under construction. And they wanted to move a crane into the auditorium to do something. And the door was already constructed, so they couldn't bring it in. So they were looking at how can they bring this in. So they came to call him in the office. And as he got there, he said, what's going on? He said, we need to move this thing in, but we don't know what to do. Then he looked at it. Said, why don't you deflate the tires? Push in the crane. When you get in, inflate the tires back. Let him do his work. When you finish the work, deflate the tire again. Push it out. Everybody was just looking like what kind of human being is this? You know, it's not natural to think like that. It is people that solve problems through wisdom like that become blessed. If you are in a company or you are in an office, let me tell you, the easiest way to rise in the ladder or to get bonuses and promotions is to solve problems. And foolish people don't solve problems. They are problem themselves, or they create new problems. Foolish people, they are the ones that will go inside toilet and steal toilet roll. So the company now has to put CCTV inside the toilet so that they can make sure that toilet rolls are not lost. The foolish person will create a brand new problem. Before now, there's nothing like people stealing toilet roll. But all of a sudden, when they bring toilet roll to like 3 toilets, 4 toilets, it will disappear. So the company will invest into CCTV. They will direct it to where the toilet roll is like this. So So anybody that removes it, they will see, that's the hand of this person, or that's the face of this person. You will not be a person creating problems. And let me tell you, small minds create problems. Big minds, they solve problems. Small minds, they will create. The small mind, their kind of problem are gigantic. How many of us know Cocoa House or Elephant House in Lagos? Or what's the name of that building in Dubai that is inside water that is very tall like that? That's the kind of problems that small minds create. But people with this kind of wisdom, they create solutions. That's the kind of person God will make you and I. I say that's the kind of person God will make you and I. When there is a problem, when you get there, they say, we have been waiting for you, please. We have a problem here. Can you solve it? And you bring out, so not that the person has problem, you now add more problem to the problem again. That will never be your portion. You will not be a multiplier of problems, but a solver of problems. Say a big amen. Divine wisdom comes to those who are serving God. Just show me one person serving God genuinely who is not a wise person. Just show me. I'm yet to see the person. When people serve God, their steps are wise steps. Their words are wise words. Their conduct is wise, is a wise conduct. That will be the kind of person that my God will make you. Beloved, we are running out of time. So number 9, wonder of kingdom stewardship is supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. Somebody shout supernatural breakthrough. Let me hear you shout supernatural breakthrough. Kingdom stewards, or those that serve God genuinely, receive their breakthrough. In Luke chapter 2, verse 2 to 7, Jesus was having a nice time and he wanted to preach. And he was looking for somebody to use his boat. And the Bible says that Peter appeared there with his boat. There were two ships there. And he used his own. And then somehow, there was a solution. My prayer for somebody here today is that you'll be a solution to many people's problems. Say a big amen. You will solve many, many, many people's problems. Say a louder amen. And the Bible says, and as Jesus, Luke chapter 5, from verse 2. And as he stepped into the boat, he used it to preach. After using it to preach, he said, what's going on here? You guys said, I'm struggling, sir. I'm a professional fisherman. I have a PhD in fishery. But I've been here all night. But I didn't catch one single, I don't even understand, not even one fish. Not one. What's going on here? Jesus said, forget it. I'm here now. Cast your net again. He said, we have been struggling, but because at thy word, because you have said it, let me cast it. Bible said, and he casted the net. All the fishes in the sea, they were struggling to, I don't know how somebody was struggling to die. They were struggling to enter the net. Somebody said, breakthrough. Breakthrough is a product of stewardship. Oh, this one, my car, my house. Is at your level, you should be praying to build houses that people will live free of charge. Now that you've been, don't use your body to touch my car when you come for sale. Don't touch the flower. Oh. Flower. What about if goat come there and eat it up? In my place, something that is not of value, you'll be treasure, you'll be making it, you'll be valuing it like rags. You understand what I mean? I know you understand what I mean. That one is very deep. It's only for those who are very... Did you get it? You didn't get it? One of my daughters that is an evil girl, she said, no, I won't interpret it. When you get home, go and ask your husband or ask people around you. Ask them that pastor said something about rag. What does it mean? They will tell you that. They will tell you what it means. Praise the Lord. Supernatural breakthrough to the extent that they have to call others. Please come. This blessing is too much. This year, God will give you blessing that will be too much for you alone to eat.
I said, this year God will give you blessing that will be too much for you alone to eat.
When your business is just starting, maybe you and your wife, you are alone, working on the company, working on the business. It gets to a level you recruit one staff, two staff, three staff. It gets to a level you begin to go into 100, 200, 300. You begin to move on and on and on and on. That's what they call supernatural breakthrough. Which, this is not about connecting something, you know, all these things. You sign one, they say you should use money for a contract to cure COVID-19 in a particular place. You gather the money. When they call you to ask you for something, you faint straight. No, that's not the kind of thing we are talking about. That's not the kind of money or supernatural breakthrough we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Or the kind of breakthrough is not that one whereby you say, where are you coming from? Say, I'm coming from Lagos. What are you going to do? Say, I went to buy a laptop. For what? There's a business they do on laptop that within 6 months you'll be using Mozu. Just work for 2 hours a day inside AC, then you'll be using Mozu. You buy a house in a nice place. You have plenty of girlfriends. That's not the kind of money we are talking about. We are talking of blessing that you can. If they ask you, how did you get wealth, you can tell them how God bless you. You can tell them, God bless me through this avenue, Not things that you cannot, that cannot be audited by people. Supernatural breakthrough comes to those that serve God. Peter was a struggler until he released his sheep. Some of you need to release the sheep of your life for God to use. Sometimes in my place, they say it is what somebody that doesn't know anything is using to do himself. That is what is much. You know what I mean? You know, I don't interpret Proverbs to you. I leave you to go home to go and interpret it. A person that is not wise, it is what they use to arm themselves. That is what is much. A lot of times we are our own problems. How can somebody be in a church to serve God, not to serve the pastor, to serve Almighty God, and do nothing for 5 years? 5 years, nothing. 6 years, nothing. But when blessing is released, the amen, it will almost burst our gates. The padlock will just open on its own. Bagger. It's not a good life. It's not a good life. If one day pass and I don't have cause to serve, in fact, it's not possible that one day will pass and I will not serve. I must serve either physically or financially or in prayers or encouragement to somebody or a solution to somebody's problem. It is a must. How can somebody just be in a place without your impact being felt? No wonder many believers are in church. It does not look as if the pastors don't have anointing. Anointing without stewardship is still zero. Because even if you are a pastor, no matter your oil flowing on your head, even the pastor himself have to labor. Not to talk of somebody who doesn't even have anointing at all. My prayer for you is that you will not be tired. I say you will not be tired. Your supernatural breakthrough is around the corner. So release the sheep of your life for God to use. I don't know what your own sheep is. Maybe it's your shop. Maybe it's your house for self-fellowship. But anything, just release it for God. Say, God, you own it. Oh yeah. Mo fi fun oun lo ni o baba mi lo ni atope o mo fi fun baba mi lo ni atope o mo everything we have he gave it to us. He says, if I gave it to you, he said, why do you do as if you earned it on your own? You know, God has brought me to a level in life whereby Everything I see, I learn from it. If I'm looking at you like this, I'm looking at your character and I'm learning from your character. If I'm seeing a story somewhere, or I'm driving, or somebody's driving and I'm looking, I'm learning. I learned recently about a story. A man who built a house, just one house, which he built from loan from government during his time. And when he died, all his children, none of them went near that house. Till now, and I think he died about 15 years ago. Till now, nobody went. Tenants are leaving the house. Nobody's there to take collect rent. They said they don't need anything there. So why do you want to kill yourself? Oh, in my car, my house, my... The children did not go there. They said, what do we want? We want to, we should leave our own place in Amsterdam or in Canada or in Lagos and come to your house, old school house of 1970, and come and be living there. Now you want to kill yourself now. That, no, they can't do sell in my house. They can't do this. They can't do this. They can't. Wisdom is profitable to all these things. Oh God, may God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. What will truly matter at the end of your life is your service. What will truly matter at the end of your service is your, at the end of your life is your service. Certificate is good. I have quite a few myself, both from Polytechnic University, and the highest rank in my area of assignment in accounting, which is fellow of Chartered Institute of Accountants. That's the highest. After fellow, there's no other thing except you want to. Yeah, I mean, that's the highest. But yes, we're still serving God. Somebody that is just serving, just starting life. You don't. Let's all these pastors, they are small. Let them be serving God. We'll be coming later. They're coming later. They're coming. What are we doing with our life? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Let your spirit rise up in the place of service. Let me tell you this. If there was no reward for service, I would still serve. Because there is dignity in labor. If there was no reward, not to talk of the berketetious, massive, humongous, gigantic reward that is there for everybody that serves God. No employer can match kingdom service reward. No employer. Which employer can give you good health? They can give you good a card to go to hospital, but they can never get you healed. So the highest reward is in this issue of serving God. These people, have I found for myself, they will praise me, they will serve me. That's the reason why God created us, to serve Him. May you not fail in that area of your life. I say, may you not fail in that area of your life. May you not fail in that area of your life. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. And your service will be continuous and it will be consistent. We'll talk more about that on Saturday at the Cell Fellowship. Very explosive Cell Fellowship on Saturday. Thank you, Jesus. And number 10, I think I better just stop here so that we can have time to pray. Is generational prosperity. Generational prosperity. Generational prosperity. Psalms 112, verse 1 to 3. We are going to read it together, beloved. And I know you will be blessed. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. We'll be reading together. Can we go? Everybody, are you ready? If you are not ready, say, I'm coming. Okay. We are waiting. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Are you there? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Go. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. When you serve God, one of the blessings of serving God is generational blessings. You are so blessed, or you will become so blessed. Bible says, a good man leaveth what? An inheritance for his children's children. You will be so blessed that you will leave wealth for your children. No, they will have their own wealth, but they will also see that, this is what my father left for me. Not that they are focusing on that as a means of livelihood, but you left something for them. A good man, a man that serves God, can never die without being wealthy and prosperous. It is impossible. And he will leave it for his children's children. God never allows you to become empty-handed to the extent that you die and then your wife is now weeping up and down and crying up and down, looking for how to pay debts. No! And you serve God faithfully. It's not possible that you serve God faithfully, then your children are now regretting and say, I regret that this was my father when he was alive. No. Your service would have rubbed off on them. Their life would have become more colorful. They feel pain at your exit, but they are excited that you left a legacy, the legacy of service, faithful service. Money will fail, cars will rot, houses will depreciate. But your legacy of service, your testimony of effective service, tireless service, will live and live and live. We encounter generational blessings as we serve God. You are not wasting your time when you are serving God. You are investing in it such that it will bring forth dividends eventually. And one of the dividends, beloved, is generational blessings. Well, the ball is up to you. The ball is up to you. To subscribe to it. To do your own part. To make a difference with your gifts. To do your assignment to the extent that they will not say you underdid it. They can only say you overdid it. They will not say, she didn't meet up with expectation in the church assignment, or he didn't meet up. No. We only say, no, she did it. She went beyond what we said they should do. That's when you qualify for reward. And when you begin to get to that level, mockery will increase. Don't forget that their mockery is your making. Let them be mocking you. Let them be speaking against you. I close with this testimony. Let me just close right here. There was a lady serving God faithfully and trusting God for the fruit of the womb for many, many years. And one day she was on evangelism, sharing handbills. And her neighbor said, since all these days you've been joining for evangelism on Saturday, we did not see God even give you anything. No. All of us here that were not serving God like that, we even have children. You are just, she just smiled. And she said, God bless you. I'm still expecting you tomorrow. And when she was going, she told God, she said, God, it's you they are talking to. That same month, she got pregnant. And exactly nine months later, she was carrying her child. You can provoke God through your service. You can provoke God through your service. Engaging in soul winning, engaging in prayers, engaging in departmental stewardship, engaging in cell, in the cell structure, there is an area where you can be maximally utilized by God, and then you are ready for open doors. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.